This is Road to the Big House on 104.5 KZZW.
It's cut off, goes left wing to Hagmeyer. He'll tee up the three, and that's gone.
Frazier backside underneath the basket, jumps up and in.
Road to the Big House is brought to you by Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated. They're right there when you need them. And by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. And now to the field house for Road to the Big House.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Big House. State semifinal time once again today as we kick off the Class B girls state semifinals between the second-ranked Hammond Lady Warriors and the third-ranked Pittsburgh Lady Panthers. Good evening, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell. Thanks so much for joining us once again as early this morning, bright and early, we saw the Sealing Lady Cats house Caddo 70-32 as Sealing continues to win by an average margin of 30. They move on to play Hydro Eakley for the title game tomorrow at noon, and the Class A girls already decided. Class B boys also decided. Top-ranked Roth will face off against fourth-ranked Glencombe, which should be a good one tomorrow at 2 o'clock as well. But there's still 12 teams left, and we're gonna crack that, whittle that down by four after today, and with those state semifinals after tonight, rather, here, starting with the ladies. Again, the winner of this one going to move on. They're going to get Lomega or Whitesboro coming up right after this. We'll have that one for you on K101. But first, it's number two and number three in a game people have had circled here when the brackets came out, hoping these two teams would meet. You're going to get that tonight. Unbeaten Pittsburgh has the longest win streak in girls basketball right now at 28. Second longest win streak next to Hydro. The longest win streak in Class B girls basketball at 28. Hydro's is 47 or so. We'll get to that when we have them tomorrow morning. But Pittsburgh unbeaten this year, one of only two unbeatens in all of girls basketball in any class other than Hydro. And they're going to have a hands full for the Hammond Lady Warriors tonight, but they are up to the task, 24-5, and right now rolling through the postseason. So we're going to have it for you coming up after this. It's going to be Hammond, it's going to be Pittsburgh squaring off for the right to go to the state title game right after this on our Road to the Big House from the Big House on KZZW.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
Lashana spent more than 5 years in foster care.
I was getting older. I didn't think I'd be adopted.
But with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lashana now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, this is permanent.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Welcome back, everyone. State Fair Park, the Big House, Jim Norwich Arena. Getting ready for the Class B girls state semi between Hammond and Pittsburgh. on the girls' side of things here as Hammond coming in 24-5. Couple of state titles. 2018, they just won one with head coach Leah Beer not too long ago, and 2006, but it's their 18th appearance. 11 of the last 13 years, 15 of the last 18, 17 of the last 21. This is like their home court in a lot of respects. They're here so much. But it is a very team that's used to getting here, used to playing here, and they are looking to come away with that gold ball, and they have it drawn up. And the one thing I heard after watching them last night in their quarterfinal, as they basically took care of Arnhem pretty easily, 76-37 in a game that was over at the half, a lot of people said that team can win it all. That's my favorite. I'm picking them over Lomega, which is saying a lot. So they will be favored in this one, but they have their hands full here. Pittsburgh, if you look at their schedule, look at who they've beat, which is everyone on their schedule, they have been no slouches. They've taken out some pretty good teams. Their closest win was 4 points. Fourth-ranked Caddo, December 18th. That's the closest anyone's gotten to them this year. And the rest of them have been roughly 10 or more games. Now, they haven't exactly played the murderer's row of a schedule that maybe a Hammond's played, but they've certainly played some good-ranked teams and beat every single one of them. A lot of Class A teams in there and a lot of different squads that would normally give a lot of other trouble. Pittsburgh is taking care of everyone from Frontier to Caddo to Van Nost to Earlsboro. A lot of ranked squads. A little floor went down to him. Lakeba Sickles coming into this one, 51-41 was the final score of that state quarterfinal game. And it's a team that can really get it done. A lot of different players. Pretty much anyone in this team can hurt you a little bit, and that's going to be the task in front of the Hammond Lady Warriors. But if they play like they did last night, I don't know if anyone could touch them, as they looked about as good as I've seen them look in that state quarter, and it's a good time to look that way. Right now they are poised to try to take home another gold ball, but standing in their way is a very, very tough Pittsburgh team. We mentioned Coach Beer. She'll be assisted by Tabor Miller, a daughter. Her son Tate also going to assist over there. He's the boys coach over there for Hammond, and those are her only assistants. We just saw a Penco team on the boys side that had 6 assistant coaches and 2 cheerleaders. I don't think I've ever seen a game at the Big House where the assistants outnumber the cheerleading squad. But it happened a little bit ago for Glencoe. It's a very good boys team moving on to the state final. But here, great game here for you tonight. And for Pittsburgh, if you don't know anything about them, 0 titles. They did have 4 state appearances. They did lose to Hammond, 79-37, in the state quarters in 2011. The last time they were here, Hammond beat them in the quarters. I don't know. It was too long ago for anyone playing there to remember it, but maybe the fans on the other side might remember that. So they are very familiar with Hammond. Broke their hearts in 2011, 06 and 07, the other state appearances there. They got a new coach, though, Jim Jensen, and he's a good one. In his first season, he was the boys coach for 2 years, went 41-10 with them. He was formerly the Kinta girls and boys coach and won state with the state boys title for them in 2019. He was the McAllister News Coach of the Year in his first season when he took over the boys here at Pittsburgh. So he's turned the program around seemingly instantly. And he is one of the best coaches in the state. And that's the reason you may not have seen Pitt here too many times, but they've been here a lot recently. And that's because Jim Jensen's one heck of a basketball coach. So the coaching matchup, as they usually are when we get to state, we've lauded all the coaches that get here. But it is not easy to get to this point. And they are, you're going to need some good coaching, some good leadership. And we're seeing a lot of that from young coaches to old coaches to Coach Beer has been winning a ton of games. One of the winningest coaches in girls basketball, Coach Leah Beer, 137 since she's been here in Hammond. So real good coaching matchup going on. Pittsburgh also, we mentioned they beat Lakeba Sickles 51-41. Kate Graham had 14 points in that game. But really, there was a lot of scores in that game. Kilburn had 10. Wiseman had 10 points. So that's what Pittsburgh does. Their team basketball, they're very disciplined. They're going to run their stuff, and they're not going to be out of position too many times. And they got enough people that can put the ball in the hoop that they can really give you trouble, because there's really nobody to key on. Kate Graham leads them in scoring, but really anybody can burn you for Pitt, and at times all year they have. Now, they don't have the kind of size to compete with Henley West, but really no one does in Class B girls basketball, so that's going to be a task for them tonight in this one, to try to defend the 6'4 freshman down in the paint. The inside-outside game of Hammond really been cooking, and it was last night, and we'll see if that continues into this one. So we got about 5 minutes before we get to the starting lineups. Take one more break. Come back at you. Talk about who's going to start tonight. Talk about the players you can look and talk about some keys to the game coming up right after this. Do not leave us. It's Hammond and Pittsburgh squaring off for the right to go to the state title game. Coming up after this on Road to the Big House at the Big House here on KZZW.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-384-9393. 800-384-9393. 800-384-9393.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Welcome back, everyone. State Fair Park at the Big House, getting ready for the first of the final four state semis. Winner of this one moves on to the title game. They'll get a crack at either Lomega or Whitesboro. We're going to tip it off right after following this one. Right now, it's Hammond and Pittsburgh matching up. And one thing we wanted to mention, Hammond out there in their shooting jerseys. We haven't really mentioned, we mentioned in the regular season, but never really mentioned it here in the postseason. The 15 on those shooting jerseys are for Michael Land, their classmate who died in a car wreck a year ago. It was on the boys' team. And, you know, we mentioned it when the boys were playing. But also the girls may be playing with a little bit of an angel on their shoulder in this one, trying to get one for the memory of their friend and their former comrade, Mr. Michael Land there. And a lot of hearts broken and tough time of the families and the community there in Hammond last year. And really having to pick themselves up kind of from the bootstraps and recover, and just couldn't imagine what that would be like to lose a son for that family. But it's been a year now. They've really put on these jerseys and a plan in his memory, and it's really spurred on this girls' team to get this far. So sometimes that's what it takes, a little extra something to get through when you're at this level of a state, and they are certainly look primed for that, especially last night. So we'll see if they can continue it into tonight. Some of the names you want to know for Hammond. We mentioned Henley West, of course, 12.9 points per game, but really her effect is felt on more ways than one, as it's going to be very hard for Pittsburgh in the paint to try to get an open look with her sitting down there. Also, you want to mention Addison Walker, who went off last night as well. You know, she typically does. She leads this team in scoring. She had 17 last night. Chaney had 17, and Harley Bankley had 18. That's kind of the balanced scoring onslaught you can expect from Hammond. There's really nobody you can key on, and it's hard to pick someone to guard. And when they're rolling on all cylinders, it's a sight to behold. And right now, this team is doing exactly that. For Pitt, a couple names you want to know. The junior Kaiten Grand leads in scoring, but she's got a twin sister, Cameron, who can also light it up a little bit. They're both juniors, and they'll be back in the year. It's a young Pittsburgh team. They're going to return most of these girls, including freshman Tori Kilburn, who averaged 13.9. She had 10 versus Lakeiva Sickles. So a lot of balanced scoring for both these squads. Should be a fun one here. Now we get ready for the national anthem once they get done clapping along to the Oklahoma music, as it's tradition here in the Big House. So here we go with your national anthem from Jim Norrig Arena.
To the players and fans, congratulations. It's semifinal Friday, and you have made it to the Big House. At this time, we ask you to remain standing as Riley Byrne, a junior at Alex High School who loves to sing, plays basketball, is involved in TSA and Beta Club. Riley Byrne with our national anthem.
What?
Your national anthem there from Riley Burke, sophomore from Alec High School. A couple Arnett girls did it for the morning session, so great job. Just as nervous singing the national anthem coming in here as you might be to play a basketball game. It is a large venue, and it's a hard song to sing, so kudos to those students. Showing a lot of guts coming out here and doing that here in front of this big crowd. And it really is filling up nightcap here on a Friday night, getting ready for the night session. Again, right after this, Lomega and Whitesboro going to square off. But time to get to the starting lineups. For the Hammond Lady Warriors, it'll be the same five you saw last night. Junior 5'6", Harley Bankley, number 11. Number 13, 5'9", junior Maley Cheney, who we've heard as we had, dealing with a little sickness. There's some sickness going around the Hammond locker room. And we heard a report earlier that they may be facing a little bit of people under the weather. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to affect them in any way, but maybe something to keep an eye on, particularly as the game goes longer. Jolie Walker, 5'7", senior, number 20. Also starting Addison Walker, her cousin, the 5'6", junior, number 23. And Henley West, the 6'4", freshman, number 24. For the Pittsburgh Panthers, the Pitt Panthers, Pitt Lady Panthers, Trinity Wiseman, 5'8", senior, number 5, going to start. Cameron Graham, 5'6", junior, number 10. Katie Allen, a 5'7", freshman, number 12. Tori Kilburn, another freshman, 5'10", number 15. And Kaiten Graham, the twin sister of Cameron, 5'9", junior, number 23. Leads this team in scoring for these Pitt Panthers. So here we go, getting ready to tip it off. Some of the keys you want to look at: will the Big House have an effect on a young Pitt team? They didn't play here last night. This is their first official game at the Big House. Sometimes the moment can get to you and the size of the gym can get to you. We'll see how a young Pitt squad responds to that in their first game here, having not played there for the quarter. Another one, we mentioned time to stop Henley West. I don't know who competes with her. There's a big size mismatch as Henley right now going to square off against Tori Kilburn, a 5'10 freshman, and she already has some height on her right now. And will Walker and Cheney wreak havoc with the pressure? You got to take care of the pressure of Hammond if you want to beat them. You can't turn it over as many times as Varnum did last night if you want any kind of shot. This is a disciplined Pitt team. They're really well coached. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out as we go longer and longer into this game. Here we go. Hammond going left to right in the blue jerseys with the white numbers. Pitt going right to left in the white with the blue numbers. And it's tipped up and tipped twice and it's almost stolen away as Pitt almost gets the tip. And very rarely does somebody win the tip over Henley West. That time, Tori Kilburn gets the best of her there. So Pitt now going right to left as we're looking at it in those whites. And it's going to start out top of the key. Kaiten Graham, they swing it all the way around to the corner. That's Katie Allen. Allen now gives it to Kilburn. Kilburn driving kick out to Allen, far side in front of Coach Beer. Now a drive baseline by Kilburn. She's cut off by West and stolen away quickly. It's stolen away by Cheney, who launches it ahead to Bank and tracked down behind her. And nice hustle in the back end there by Trinity Wiseman. She's looking to run. Four on two. She kicks it back outside wide open. Three for Katie Allen, who hits it. And Pitt strikes first, 3-0. What looked like was going to be an easy two for Hammond, saved by the hustle by number five, Trinity Wiseman, turned into three the other way. 3-0 here early, Pitt in front. And a drive now left side by Bankley, who kicks it back out to Walker. And Jolie Walker with it now top of the key. Jolie trying to back everyone in, kick outside, open three, Cheney, that goes down. And if she is sick, she didn't look like it there. We're tied up at three. And they said a guard was sick. It could be Cheney, could be Bankley. We'll see it. I thought it was Cheney who said they said was under the weather. And now a quick three right back at the answer from Graham's not going to fall. It tips right back to Bankley looking to run. No numbers right now. She's got a trailer right side. It's Cheney. Great pass to her on the block. Kicks it back out to Jolie Walker for a three from the wing. That's going to rim out the front side and bounce right back towards us. And Graham tries to save it and bounce it off of Hammond Warrior. Bounces it right to West, who misses the bunny. Gets the rebound, the put back and in. And trying to just knock it off a Lady Warrior, and said they threw it right to Henley West, who got an easy two, and it's 5-3, Hammond in front here early. Pressure on there for the Lady Warriors, and Pitt doing a nice job taking their time, keeping that pace down, not trying to get too carried away. Varnum really got taken off guard and started to play faster and faster, and it was not helpful for them in that last game. Pitt's playing a little better pace here. Drive, baseline. Missed shot inside as Kilburn tried to take it right at West, and that was altered by Henley West. Goes right back to Hammond with a two-point lead. Cheney with it. Thought about it, almost traveled there. She was looking to pass it to Walker, was not open. Pulled it back. They give it to Addison, though, far side. Spins around mid-post. She's cut off. They give it back to Jolie Walker, top of the key. And Jolie Bounce passes it over to Chaney on the near side, right in front of the scorer's table. Now in the corner to Addison Walker in the near corner. She gets a screen from Bankley. They try to pick and roll. They can't get it through. Stolen away again by Wiseman, who gets it quickly ahead to Allen, who's on a breakaway left side. Nobody back. 2 points easy there for Katie Allen, who's got all five. And it looks like we got a shoe timeout for a shoe tie over by the OSSAA logo for Hammond. 5-5, and that was once again Trinity Wiseman's defense setting that up. She got the steal, and Hammond getting a little bit of a taste of their own medicine with a couple steals early for Pitt. 5:11 to go in the first quarter, and Bankley now slow to bring it up. Hammond trying to figure it out as they go for a double trap on Bankley, but they get it back to Chaney. And recovering there is Graham, and they flip it over to West, who's all the way out in the right corner of the perimeter. She gets it over to Bankley, swings it to Walker, Addison Walker for three. That's going to be off the mark, bounce around, came off the rim hard, or backboard hard, and goes right to Pitt. And now Kilburn's got it, throws it right away, throws it to Walker, tried to throw it to West and steals it right back, and Kilburn's on a breakaway. It's a 2-on-3. She kicks it to left side. Allen again for three, hand in her face, and dropped it down. And all 8 points belong to Katie Allen, and Coach Beer wants a timeout, and I don't blame her. 4:36 to go in the first quarter. Pitt in front by 3, 8-5 over Hammond. To the Big House on KW.
I forget to put it on.
It's uncomfortable and annoying.
You can't tell me what to do.
It's just a short trip.
I've never needed it before.
I'm a safe driver. A crash won't happen to me.
Until it does. Oklahoma ranks among the worst states for seatbelt usage. Don't be that driver. There's no excuse to not buckle up. Make safety stick. Everybody click. Sponsored by Oklahoma Transportation and its partners.
Back at the Big House, 8-5. Pitt leads the Pitt Lady Panthers with the lead off that three. All 8 points by Katie Allen. Hammond with an unforced error quickly there as Walker tries to throw it to West. It goes right through her hands and out of bounds. Go out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. And will now be picked up by the Panthers with a three-point lead. Crossover, they break right through the press and poked away from behind by Bankley as right now Tori Kilburn carving them up a little bit, took it all the way down the other end. Knocked out of bounds, going to stay with Pittsburgh. And the Lady Panthers will inbound under their hoop with a three-point lead, 4:19 to go in the first quarter. From the wing, right back outside, quick three, and it's going to go off long. That was a miss by Wiseman on the backside, rebound by Chaney. Going out, if she is six, she hasn't shown any signs of it. Stolen away, though, there. Took her eyes off it by Graham, and Kaiten Graham takes it from her. Takes her to the hoop, flips it over. Allen, left hand and block. Oh, foul. She tried to rotate. Chaney tried to rotate on Katie Allen. Ended up picking up the foul. She's going to put Allen at the free throw line, and Maley picks up the first foul of the game for either team. Her first foul for Hammond, first foul for anybody. And Allen going to be at the free throw line. She has all 8 points right now for Pitt, and makes the second one, makes the first one. Now right now they do not have her listed. They have her listed for six, but they have no one accounted for that other point. So we'll see. If looks like a discrepancy at the scorer's table as the second one drops for Katie Allen. It's 10-5, Pitt in front. Somebody has a three, and it was her. Now we're going to drive to the hoop. That's not going to go. Henley West, though, gets the rebound and the foul on the putback, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Bankley drove in there, missed her shot, and West was there to clean it up. We'll see who they tag that foul with. It looks like that's going to be the first one on Kaiten Graham. And she's going to, and West now goes to the free throw line to shoot a couple and hits the first one. Good free throw shooter for a 6'4 post player. 10-6 now the score. Hammond trying to make it a one-possession game. And West hits the second one. 3:48 to go in the first. Pittsburgh 10, Hammond 7. And the press on here for the Lady Warriors, trying to get Graham turned over. She throws it back, almost does turn it over, but gets it over to her twin sister Cameron, who loses the basketball on the sideline. They're going to call a blocking foul, and Addison Walker got a little too aggressive there. She was trying to shuffle her, kind of push her over the timeline and over that sideline and force her into turnover. Got a little too aggressive, and referee just puts the ball down, and someone from Pitt's got to go get it. They finally do. And they cross it over and give it to the right side. Henley West pokes it away. She's got a breakaway. She's going to take it all the way in. Stops right at the post. Stops, shoots, and missed it. She stopped at the baseline and didn't put it in. Looked like she was going to lay it in. She looked behind her like she thought it was going to get poked away, and she missed a point-blank breakaway there. Uncharacteristic. As maybe the decision would should have been to keep going. Now we get a drive baseline, and no one stopped Wiseman, and she's got two. She cut baseline. No one cut her off. And it's 12-7, Pitt in front of Hammond. And a trap, and another steal. And right now, Pitt giving Hammond a taste of their own medicine as Cameron Graham takes this one away. She's going to break away right side, takes it to Jolie Walker. She missed it. It's tipped, and we're getting a foul on the rebound. And I believe that's on the Panthers. And it looks to be number 12, Katie Allen, picks up her first foul, second team foul for Pittsburgh. 2:53 to go here in the first period. 12-7, Pitt in front. Hammond with the basketball. Nice fake pass, now bounce pass over to Henley West. Left side, she misses a bunny from 8 feet. Well, it was a little bit further out than she used to. 4 or 5 feet, Walker gets the rebound. That putback won't go, and Pitt with another board. Hammond getting a bunch of missed opportunities here from in close. Not even like they're shooting threes. They're missing the 5 feet and in shots right now. 2:24 left in the first period, and Pittsburgh up 12-7. Again, they've never lost this year. To the right, Caton Graham with it. Leading scorer. She's been held down so far in check. It's been Katie Allen, who's currently the leading scorer for everybody here. They give it to Wiseman, corner, back to Allen. Thought about a three, not there. She gives it back to Wiseman in the left corner. Trinity brings it out and gives it to top of the key to Cameron Graham. Cameron over to Kilburn. Other far side to Caton. Caton Cameron. They're trying to get it to Kilburn in the post. I don't know if that's a good idea with Henley West sitting there. So they pass. Take it right side, baseline, no good, air ball. Tried to shoot a little floater by Cameron Graham. Wouldn't go. Henley West grabs the board, and back come the Lady Warriors with 1:38 to go. Down 5, 12-7 the score. Overhead poked away again, and more hands on more basketball. Pitt, and right now it's the Lady Panthers who seem to be a little more aggressive, and usually Hammond is the aggressor in these games. Right now, Pitt is defensively holding their own out there. That was poked away by Wiseman. Now it stays here with Hammond. West will inbound. Interesting set here. She gives it to Bankley. Everybody clears out. Bankley puts it over to Walker. Corner three, hand in her face. That's going to bounce high, and a rebound, long rebound by Cheney, who gives it right back to Walker. Walker flips it over to Bankley. Bankley trying to get in the paint. She does. Left hand off the glass, rolls out on her, and a rebound under the hoop by Caton Graham. They instantly trap her, and she gets it ahead to Kilburn. Kilburn forward to Katie Allen with West. Back to Kilburn. Oh, behind her, and she's going to get called for a walk. She didn't see Addison Walker, who would have gotten the block. She didn't get the block. Instead, she got the travel because Kilburn felt her presence back there and walked with the basketball. So with 1:07 to go in the first quarter, still 12-7. Low-scoring affair. They did finally fix the scorebook. Katie Allen does have 10 in this game. Or the scoreboard on the official scoreboard here. Bounce over to Walker. Lob all the way up to West. Skies up for it. Comes up, pops up to get it. And missed it again. And another close look for Henley West. Didn't go down. And this is her first game in the Big House as well for the freshman. 45 seconds to shoot for Pitt. Katie Allen with it. Skips it over to the right side to Kilburn. Give it to Cameron Graham. In the corner, Wiseman shows ball, steps back, nowhere to go. Gives it right back in the corner. Baseline drive. Kilburn is cut off by West. They swing it back to the near side. On the left, we're going to need a three from Wiseman in the corner from Cameron Graham, and she hit it. 15-7. And right now, Pitt shooting the ball better than the Lady Warriors. Left in the quarter, drive, Bankley stops, mid-post, flips it to Walker, almost throws it through her hands, but it goes right to Jolie Walker, who saves it. Now over to Cheney, 11 to shoot for Cheney. 9, she's going to bring it up, try to reset it, 7 seconds, going to have to hurry, 5 seconds, 4, kick outside, Bankley open for a corner, 3, and it's down, Harley Bankley's on the board at the buzzer of the first quarter, and hopefully that'll get him going, 15-10. After a quarter, Hammond trails Pittsburgh. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
The first step to your perfect wedding is a visit to the 3rd Annual Wedding Expo and Bridal Fair this Sunday at the Woodward Conference Center. This year, enjoy brunch on the Bridal Fair with numerous caterers participating. Doors open at 1, the event will end at 5. The first 25 brides through the door get their own swag bag. Sip non-alcoholic mimosas while enjoying vendor giveaways and specials. And be there for the ultimate grand prize giveaway, which includes up to 50% off your wedding package, not to exceed $2,000 off. Vendors include Once Upon a Time Events, K2H Photography, Rise Academy, Gustos of Shattuck, Renewal by Anderson, Scissor Tales, Boards and Bites, Cooper's Barbecue, Hue Photography, JN's Entertainment, Pink Orchid, Sweet Surprises, Persimmon Creek, Captured Photo Booth, Everett Blake Society, Arbon, and The Day Spa. Tickets are $5 and can be purchased at the door or in advance by calling the Woodward Conference Center at 580-256-9990.
Welcome back to the Big House. 15-10 after one quarter. Pitt leads Hammond, and so far very impressed with the poise of Pittsburgh. They look like a veteran team, and there's really a lot of young girls out there. One senior who starts in Trinity Wiseman is, I think she's the only senior. I'm going to have to check their roster. But, it's very rare to see a team first time here kind of look this sharp early against a higher-seeded team in Hammond. Right now, Hammond behind by 5. Shots really not dropping right now for the Lady Warriors. Hopefully that will change here in the next few minutes or so. It's hard to keep a good scoring team down that long. West, right elbow. Looking for a teammate, holding that ball up high. She gets it over to Bankley, far wing. Bankley, bounce pass corner, wide open. Addison Walker in the corner, and she drops it down. And you can't leave her that wide open, and she's on the board with 3. She had an eternity there. I don't even think they saw her till the ball went down. 15-13, Pitt in front by 2. Hammond cuts it to 2-point lead, and Pitt with the basketball. Not going to see a lot of substitutions, really, from either squad. Caitlin Graham tries to go left, nowhere to go, backs it out, gives it over to Kilburn. They swing it back around to our first substitution. Aspen Duvall, who shoots it, the sophomore, just came in off that quarter. Duvall out there with Wiseman, with Cameron Graham, Caitlin Graham, and Kilburn. Now we get a drive baseline by Hammond. Into the paint is Bankley. She's stuffed, and it goes back in the block. She took it right into traffic. Blocked and goes back to Kilburn. Rifles it ahead to Cameron Graham. And she hands it back off to Wiseman, and they reset the offense. 15-13, the score in the first half. Kilburn now right side. That's, again, Aspen Duvall. Swing it back to Caitlin Graham. And on her is Chaney, doing a nice job staying in front of her. And now back to Cameron Graham. Fans on their feet here for Hammond on the Hammond side. Trying to get their team rallied up defensively. Long 3. Caitlin Graham out by the logo and hit the shot. And that was a tough shot. They basically gave it to her. She was so far out there. And another shoe-tying event is right now the Lady Warriors need a shoe-tying coach. This is the second one they've had. That time Bankley has to tie her shoe. Walker drops it into Bankley, and she's going to cross the timeline. 18-13 now the score with a quick answer there by Caitlin Graham. 6:06 to go in the half. Chaney over to West. Now she's on the perimeter. Gets it to Addison Walker, top of the key. They swing it far side to Jolie Walker. Back to Addie's. Addie gives it to Bankley. Bankley long wing 3. That's going to Grimm out, and rebound by Wiseman on the back end. Quick shot there and won't drop for Lady Warriors with 5:45. 18-13 the score. Pitt in front. They have the basketball. Wiseman swings it back to Cameron Graham. Left side. Now top of the key. They swing it back around. Far side. That's Trinity Wiseman. Now back inside. And it's poked away. It's going to go off of Pitt. Looks like just lost the handle of it. Cameron Graham lost the handle of the basketball down that right block. She felt West behind her. Turnover for the Lady Panthers. And it goes back to the Lady Warriors. Need a bucket here. Trailing 18-13. They hand it off to Maylee Chaney. Hand it off to Addie Walker. Top of the key to Jolie. Jolie. They set a back screen for West. Oh, Walker wide open to the hoop and didn't handle the pass. It was a great play. West came up, set a screen for her. Jolie threw a nice pass, and Addie couldn't quite handle it. Went out of bounds back to Pitt. So both teams with a couple mistakes, trading mistakes here, and what's been a sloppy last couple minutes for both squads. 5:07 left in the first half, 18-13, Pitt in front. And if this is the pace that Pittsburgh would like this game to be at currently. Hammond would like to run it a little bit more, you think, but so far, Pitt's been dictating the pace of play. Left side lob, tries to get around. Addie Walker can't do it. Give it over to Kaitin Graham. She's going to pull up for three. Can't leave her that open, and she hit it. Chaney's trying to fight around a screen. Couldn't get through, and Graham hit the three, and Coach Beer wants another timeout. With 4:38 to go in the half, it's Pittsburgh 21. It's Road to the Big House here on KZZW.
Hey guys, this is Jason from Brown Shoe Fit Company. Are you or someone you know looking for work boots? Well, stop into Brown Shoe Fit and get fitted for some quality, dependable boots from Red Wing, Ariat, Keen, Twisted X, and Timberland. Mention this ad and get $15 off any in-stock boot. See ya, Browns.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but it gave my mom and me more time to plan together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Jim Norrick Arena, State Fair Park. 4:38 to go in the first half. Right now, third-ranked Pittsburgh leads Hammond 21-13. In a little bit of a kind of a surprise, although everyone was kind of waiting on this game. It's one of those everyone kind of had circled in the schedule, hoping these two teams would meet, and that's what they've got so far. And if you watched the state quarters last night, you thought Hammond was going to cruise their way into the championship game. But right now, they are down eight here to a really good Pittsburgh Panthers squad. You don't go undefeated all year for nothing, folks. And Walker kicks it back out to Chaney. Chaney step backs behind the three-point line, says no, gives it over to Addie Walker. They swing it over to Jolie. Try to throw in the high post, and Jolie throws it away. Another steal by Katie Allen. She brings it across the timeline and pulls it back up. Starters now back in for the Pitt Panthers. Starters in for Hammond. They've been in the whole game. Only one substitution so far in this as Aspen Duvall saw some short minutes for Pittsburgh. Kaitin Graham driving kick outside, wide open. Cameron Graham, that's going to be off long, and a rebound backside. And looking to run is Bankley. Poked away from behind her. She was waiting for Addie Walker to get open and wasn't paying attention behind her to Katie Allen, who knocked it away. And right now, Hammond having trouble holding on to the basketball and keeping possessions. Now they're going to inbound it on the right corner. Four corners set. West sets a screen for Chaney. Slipped there by Graham, but they get it into Chaney anyway. And back to Bankley. Bankley out to the wing. Double team bounce pass back outside to Chaney. Nowhere to go for her. And they give it back to Jolie Walker with 3:39 to go. First half, 21-13, Pittsburgh in front of Hammond. They loft it into a double-teamed Henley West. She goes baseline, and she tried to tiptoe down the baseline and stepped out. And she was ridden out by the defense of Pittsburgh. Did a great job on her that time. And now we're going to get a substitution. Maley Chaney, who's been playing sick out there, is going to be replaced by Taryn Fahler. But kudos to 13, who's gutting one out. 3:29 to go in the half, 21-13 the score. Pitt leads Hammond, and it's been 21-13 for a minute here. 8-point lead after that timeout by Coach Beer. Her second timeout of the game so far, 3:14 to go. Pitt hasn't used one yet. And the Panthers with the basketball. Kaitin Graham over to Cameron. Cameron, left side to Wiseman. Swing it back, far side to Katie Allen. Freshman looking to attack, driving kick, nowhere to go. Good defense there by the Lady Warriors. Taryn Fahler's now tasked with staying in front of Kaitin Graham. They swing it over to Allen again. Nice job getting behind the screen there by Walker, staying in front of her. And out of the right side, they hand it back to Kaitin Graham. Gets a screen from Kilburn. Pick and roll, but she steps back for a three, and that's off the mark. Short rebound by Harley Bankley. 2:38 to go in the half. 21-13 Pitt, and Bankley flips it ahead. Lost it and gives it back to her teammate in the corner. Bankley drives the elbow, and foul. That's going to be number two on Katie Allen. That's a big second foul. She leads all scorers right now with 10. She's going to have to be careful in this last 2:27 and not pick up one. That's only the third team foul for Pittsburgh. Two for Hammond, so not a ton of fouls in this game. Letting them play a little bit. But it hasn't been all that physical. It's been pretty slowed down pace for the most part. Walker tries to throw it inside to Bankley and threw it away and stolen away by Pittsburgh once again, who has been the aggressor on defense. And that it was Torrey Kilburn who comes away with it. And Hammond going to have to do a better job taking care of the basketball. So far, right now, they trail 21-13, 2:10 to go in the first half. Kaitin Graham, top of the key. Taryn Fahler rides her to the far side. She slips it into Kilburn, nowhere to go. She had West behind her. and kicks it back out to Kaitin Graham. They swing it to Wiseman. She'll try three right in front of Coach Beer. It's hit a shot. She was sandwiched in between Addie Walker and Coach Beer, was standing right there, and she hit it anyway. Tough bucket there for Wiseman, who's got five. And Pitts really starting to shoot it well. 143, Hammond desperately needs a points here going into the half. 24-13, they trail. In the second quarter so far has belonged to Pittsburgh. Bankley drives, throws it up, hoists it up towards the rim. The backboard hits the rim and off. I couldn't tell if she was trying to shoot it or pass it. It was a weird shot. It goes right back to Pittsburgh. Right now, Hammond seems a little off their game. Trailing 24-13. Drive around West, and they're going to call for travel. As Kilburn had thought she had a wide open path to the rack, but that's because she walked with the basketball. 1:17 to go. Lady Warriors need to get a shot, need to get a good shot here. Pitt defense really giving them fits in the half court right now. Bankley driving down inside, and looks like we're going to push under the rim. And that looks like Kilburn fighting around with West is going to pick up that foul. That'll be the 15th foul on Pittsburgh. And that might necessitate a substitution. Looks Tori Kilburn's first. And it looks like we're going to see some substitute. Nope, nobody's coming in. Everybody's staying out there. Crossover Walker. She drives inside, stripped of the basketball, goes off her leg and out of bounds. And Hammond still doesn't get a shot after all that. They're going to inbound it with Cameron Graham, who's out there with Allen. Kaitin Graham, Tori Kilburn. Out on the floor with Trinity Wiseman at the point. She's bringing it up right now. 53 seconds left. We'll see if the Panthers hold their last shot. 24-13, they lead, and they're in a hurry. And Hammond looks like right now they're going to let him up. Here comes Addie Walker, going to try to make him do something. She tries to reach. Wiseman dribbling around, trying to keep it from her. And she has to hand it back off to Allen. They give it right back to Wiseman to avoid the turnover. And that time they don't avoid it. Addie Walker is on the floor. It's on the ground. It's tied up. And a timeout by Coach Beer. So he will use her third with 26.4 to go. That's how big this possession is to her. 24-13 the score. 26 seconds remaining in this quarter. We'll take a break and be right back. It's their road to the Big House on KZZW.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Back at the Big House. Rough second quarter for the Hammond Lady Warriors. They now trail 24-13. And so far, Pitt has been the aggressor basketball game. And Hammond having a hard time hitting shots so far early in this one. Well, not early anymore. We're almost done with the first half. But it's, certainly they can't wait to get into the half. But this is going to be a crucial possession right now. Trailing 24-13. You want to get it down to single digits here going into the half. Right now you're trailing by 11. And it would go a long way to kind of build your confidence in that locker room. You can get points here. We'll see what Coach Beer has drawn up. A couple pop-outs to the wing. Back screen cut. Great pass inside to Walker from Bankley, who rifled it in and hit it right on the numbers. And 2 points quickly coming out of that timeout. And they needed it. 13 seconds left in the half. 24-15. Pitt in front with the basketball. 8-0. Give it to their leading scorer, Kaitin Graham. She gets it over to Kilburn. She's got West on her. Right side, Cameron Graham. Long three for Cameron. It's going to come up short. Baylor grabs the board, and that's going to do it for the first half. At the end of two quarters, it's Pittsburgh 24, Hammond 15. We'll be right back with halftime in the second half. You're listening to Road to the Big House on KZZW.
Is your roof in need of some repairs? Maybe you need a whole new roof. Call the experts at Moore's Roofing today, 580-994-5417. Trusted and commercially endorsed, Moore's Roofing has been serving Northwest Oklahoma for over 45 years with quality work and affordable prices. That's Moore's Roofing.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors. Booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th 18th year, this show features two exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
Hundreds of Oklahoma teenagers have no family, few options, and often nowhere to turn. But older kids need foster and adoptive families, too. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services has hundreds of teenagers waiting, hoping that you'll decide to make a difference in their life. Call the Oklahoma Department of Human Services and become a foster or adoptive parent. You will forever change a child's life and your own.
You've made a big difference in my life. Thank you.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Back at the Big House, 24-15, Pitt leads Hammond and held only 15 points. In that first half. And this is a team that all turn here in the postseason. The numbers they put up, they had 80 in the opener, 84, 69, 68, 76, and now they're on pace for 30. This is unlike the offense we've usually see from the Hammond Lady Warriors, and they're going to have to try to figure set up by Pitt. Dictated the pace of play, keeping it slow. As the second quarter was only 9-5, Pittsburgh won it, but that's exactly what they want. If they can get low-scoring quarters where they come out on top, that seems to be the game plan. As they're able to get steals in the half court, they're able to get steals, a little bit of pressure sometimes in the full court, and they've been the ones hitting the three. As right now, Hammond a little bit cold, especially really from two. Threes haven't been too bad as we're looking at trying to look at the percentages here. As for the half, Pittsburgh's shooting 50% from three. They're 6-for-12. And Hammond not shooting it too bad. 3-for-7, 42%, but 2-for-11 from the floor, 18% from the rest of the field. And that's been the difference in the game so far, whereas Pitt's really shooting it well from there too, 40%. So two things going on right now. Panthers are making their shots. Hammond is not. You got to go in the locker room with your Coach Beer and think that cannot continue. Eventually, this is going to flip-flop. We're going to start knocking down shots. Not a lot of fouls called. Nobody's in foul trouble, which is good for both squads. Katie Allen does have two for Pitt. She's going to have to be careful. She leads all scorers right now with 10 in what's been a low-scoring affair. For Pitt, it's Katie Allen with 10, 5 for Trinity Wiseman, 3 for Cameron Graham, and 6 for Kaiten Graham on a couple threes that were daggers so far in that first half. Spreading it out a little bit. I mean, Addie Walker has 5, Henley West has 4, 3 for Maylee Chaney, and 3 for Harley Benkley. But they're talking about they had 3 times that many of those girls in the first half last game, so they're going to really try to pick up that pace. And so far, Maylee Chaney, they did sit for a little bit. It was feeling under the weather, but she looks pretty good out there. She's been around, but really that's not the issue. The issue's just been able to take advantage of close shots. You would appear watching it that it's a Hammond squad that has never been in the Big House and having trouble adjusting to the size or I guess the makeup of the arena, as opposed to Pitt, who looks to be cruising right now. Katie Allen, who's a freshman, came out shooting it hot. So if you're Coach Beer, you got to figure that three-point shooting will not continue for Pittsburgh in the second half. They're going to have to find points another way, and you got to hope you can hang around and start making your shots, especially the close-in ones, and stop turning it over. The turnover battle currently right now is going to Pittsburgh, as they've turned it over 7 times to 10 for Hammond. It's close, but for the most part, the steals, the 10 steals from Pittsburgh, something Hammond's not used to, getting turned over all that much this season like that. So they're right now backs against the wall a little bit, trailing 24-15. We'll take a break and be right back here. 5:09 to go before we tip it off. Talk a little bit about the rest of this state tournament, what we've seen so far, and what we're going to have moving forward. Coming up after this on Road to the Big House here on KZZW.
Nobody would hire me.
Until DRS made the job search about my skills, not my disabilities.
They built my confidence with training, with technology.
And now, I'm a taxpayer, and I don't need government help.
Are you an Oklahoman with a disability that really wants to work?
Contact Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, 800-487-4042, or okdrs.gov.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? It's me. I mean, it's you. It's your childhood calling.
It's your childhood calling.
Pick up.
I'm calling to tell you something very important.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
The things that happened to you as a kid, the things you went through, they were not your fault.
And you're not alone.
Two-thirds of us have experienced what is known as adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs.
ACEs are not our fault. They happen to us, yet they can hurt us for our whole lives.
But I'm calling to tell you that I've got good news. I'm calling because you're grown up now, and you can be in charge. You can be the author of your own story.
Learn how at numberstory.org. Numberstory.org.
I'm Tiffany Haddish.
And I'm Marlon Wayans. African Americans are three times more likely to be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer than any other racial or ethnic group.
Access to cutting-edge treatment can help make long-term survival possible.
That's why Stand Up to Cancer and the Lust Garden Foundation have teamed up to bring over 30 pancreatic cancer clinical trials to those who need them.
For more information about the latest pancreatic cancer research and clinical trials near you, visit pancreaticcancercollective.org.
Back at the Big House, one half in the books. Class B girls state semi right now. Hammond trailing Pittsburgh 24-15 on the backs of a great shooting half for the Pittsburgh Lady Panthers. As if you're Coach Leah Beer going into that half, you got to figure, not too many adjustments you make. It would be unheard of to shoot 50% from three the entire game. Well, not unheard of, but it's very rare at any rate for Pitt in the second half. And they've not necessarily been open shots. They've been tough shots. Caitlin Graham stepped back to the logo and shot one and dropped it in. So they are, everybody's kind of hitting their threes right now for Pittsburgh. Now, Hammond's won the rebound battle, which is rare. 13-9. They've out-rebounded Pittsburgh. They've even gotten the most second-chance points. Problem is there haven't been many opportunities for second-chance points for Pitt because they've all went down on them. So they've 4-0 on second-chance points for Hammond. And Pitt has done a nice job on the defensive boards trying to keep Hammond from getting more than one possession per time. But Hammond's not getting a lot of shots up. They're getting some steals, hands in some lanes. And right now, the body language started to look towards the end of that half a little down, and we'll see what Coach Beer had to say at halftime as right now trying to get her team fired up and back in this thing. A little earlier, we had a lot of action earlier as the Sealing Lady Cats move on, and what is going to be a dandy tomorrow at noon. They are going to take on top-ranked Hydro Eakley, a rematch of last year's state semi, a game Hydro won big. And Sealing, though, looks much better this year. They are rolling right now through that postseason. And they are waiting for this shot at Hydro as Sealing just put a pasting on Caddo, 70-32. And Sealing's won 62-32 and 70-32 in their state quarters and semis. So they are prepared. But Hydro, no slouch either. Had a tough one in their first one against Strother, 52-42. They won by 10, which normally 10 points you'd say not be a tough one. But for Hydro, that's tough. And 63-41, they laid waste to number two, Okarchi, a little bit earlier. Reese Berkey had 22 in that game. And that's going to be a great matchup tomorrow morning we're going to have for you as Reese Berkey and Bracey Nyberg going at it. And what could be the two best players in Class A girls basketball squaring off. That's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow morning. Also on the boys' side, Class B boys Roth, the top seed in the team, had a tough one today. They were in a battle with 8th seed of Fort Cobb Broxton, who upset Mountain View Godbo and almost upset Roth. That would have been knocking off number two and number one, if you can call losing to Fort Comp Roxton an upset. They seem to be here all the time. Roth, Talon Bagwell had 15, and there was a shot from about half court at the buzzer. It almost went down for Fort Cobb that would have sent it into overtime, but they lost 34-31 in that game. Talon Bagwell, 15 for Roth. And Glencoe showing the offense. Leedy game all they could handle last night for a half, but Glencoe is an offensive machine. They've got four players in double figures, and today they just destroyed Buffalo Valley. Brad Reeves had 17 points. Jochen Whedon had 15. Jordan Beaver had 15 for Glencoe, 72-53 They had that win over Buffalo Valley. So Roth will play Glencoe in another good one at 2 o'clock tomorrow for the Class B boys title. Class B girls tomorrow, 5 o'clock. It'll be the winner of this one squared off against the winner of Lomega and Whitesboro. Right now, Hammond trails Pitt 24-15. Second half, Pittsburgh going to start with a basketball, and they're going to flip-flop sides, going left to right. White jerseys with those blue numbers and some of the weirdest pants I've ever seen from a basketball team. A lot of different designs on there. I'm not sure what's going on. But either way, it's working for them. They're up 24-15. Now drive baseline Wiseman, and she missed it. And she missed a point-blank shot. She had Walker behind her and a miss to start the half for Pittsburgh. Bankley trying to run here for Hammond. Picked up her dribble. Someone's got to help her. She's got to get rid of it. Jolie Walker comes, bails her out, and dribbles it around and gives it back to Addie Walker, top of the key. Far side. Chaney thought about a three. She had Graham on her, said no. Skips it over to Jolie Walker, top of the key. She backs her way in, nowhere to go, and backs her way out. Now over right side, inside of the post. Right side, Henley West, turns, shoots, and scores, and she's fired up. And West, I like that, coming out of the half to get West going. She's got six. They really haven't gone to her much, and she's the biggest lady on the floor. Been fronted a lot, but not really doubled. Drive in by Kilburn, kicks it back outside. And now Cameron Graham with it on the right wing and dribbles up and resets the offense. Over to Kilburn. They bring West out of the paint. Kilburn hands it back off to Graham. Hand in her face for three, and she hit it again. And Cameron Graham picking up right where they left off before the half. And the answer there makes it 27-17 Pittsburgh with 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Just when Hammond felt a little momentum. Bankley, bounce pass back outside. Walker, corner. Chaney in the post. That's fronted by Kilburn and stolen away. She had Kilburn in front and Allen behind her. Pass didn't get through, and the long arms of Tori Kilburn, who's been very good tonight defensively, come through there for Pittsburgh. Kayton Graham now gives it back. It's Pittsburgh, by the way, with no H. It's P-I-T-T-S-B-U-R-G, not like the town in Pennsylvania, although their college is also the Pittsburgh Panthers. Kayton Graham now from the OKC Fairgrounds logo gives it over to Kilburn out of Trinity Wiseman. Hesitates. Now she attacks. Right side, and West comes at her and swats her to the ground. Got the block, but the ball went back to Pitt. Kayton Graham, top of the key for three. That's going to bounce high and goes off the top of the backboard, but should have been called dead and not. Interesting. It looked like, unless they're saying it was just the front, they're saying live ball. That was very close to being off the top of that backboard. And from my vantage point, it looked like it was and should be Hammond's basketball. Although I'm not standing down there. Cutting around a screen comes Kilburn, and they screened West. Kilburn came around and got an easy two. And she's on the board with two, and it's 29-17 Pittsburgh. 5:23 to go in the third quarter. Bankley, kick outside. Three, Chaney comes up short, just catches part of the rim, and Kayton Graham skies for the rebound. And once again, Pittsburgh limited Hammond to just one shot with the rebound, being the aggressors on the board so far. Although Hammond technically leads in rebounds, but both teams doing an excellent job. And a reach-in foul on Jolie Walker on the perimeter, and that looked just to be a little bit of frustration out there. That'll be her first, team's first, anyone's first of this half. I remember Coach Beer called that timeout with about 20 seconds left in that half. Chaney comes out, by the way. Taryn Fahler going to come in for Hammond as Chaney's been in and out playing sick, trying to keep her strength up. But that means Coach Beer with that timeout is left down to two remaining in the basketball game. Mid post, low post, Kilburn back outside for Graham for a three. Good ball movement by Pittsburgh, and she hit the three. Cameron Graham hits it this time, and everybody on Pittsburgh is red hot right now shooting the basketball, and that's going to be the fourth timeout for Coach Beer. 4:40 to go in the third quarter, and Pittsburgh rolling right now, 32-17 over Hammond. We'll be back after this timeout on Road to the Big House on KZZW.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Here to the Big House, 32-17, Pittsburgh in front of Hammond, and Coach Beer down to one final timeout with 4:40 to go in the third quarter, but a lot of time left in this one, but down 15. after Hammond came out of the locker room with a little bit of fire, and since then, just the threes are raining for Pittsburgh, who continues to shoot at an abnormally high clip here, no matter for whatever game you're playing in. This is that so far in this quarter. Hammond with only 2 points, and Pitt's got eight. Corner to Walker, and Hammond desperately needed points. Jolie Walker tries to enter, and once again, Kilburn's fronting West, and Katie Allen's coming from behind her. Fantastic job not letting her touch the basketball down low. And so now she's going to inbound it as Henley West from under her own hoop. Lob, top of the key, throws it into the back of Allen. Coming back to get it is a save in there by Bankley. Bankley drives left hand off the glass, went down and came back out again. She can't believe it. Hit the board, came off the rim, hit the board again and came out. Over to the other side now to Allen, who gives it back over to Trinity Wiseman. And now Pitt not in a hurry, trying to slow this game down. It's been exactly the pace they've wanted to play right now for Coach Jensen's Panthers. Kaiten Graham on the perimeter. Passes it off, sets the screen. They get it over to Cameron Graham now the corner. Kilburn taking West to the hole. Takes it at Walker and get a blocking foul on Jolie Walker. She got around West. Walker too quick to rotate. Picks up foul number two. That'll be the second team foul on Hammond. Oh, they're going to give it to West. Interesting. I thought it was on Walker. Maybe a break there for Hammond. That'll be the first one on West. Jolie Walker would have been her second, but free throw drops for Tori Kilburn, who only has 3 points, but has been very good in this game, particularly on West. That time forcing Henley into the foul, which I thought should have been on Walker. Second one drops down for Kilburn. But either way, there hasn't been many fouls, so no one really in foul trouble. 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Drive, Bankley to the rack and takes it inside and picks up the foul. Shot almost dropped for her. As Bankley, that's the second time in a row she's attacked left, trying to just create some kind of offense for her team. His shots just aren't falling. And that foul looks like Tori Kilburn going to pick it up. Number two for her, and that's the first foul of the half for Pitt. It's going to put the free throw, Bankley at the free throw line. First one for Harley, rolls out again, and Hammond cannot buy a bucket. It is a tale of two rims in this one. Right now, Pitt is hitting everything they throw up, and Hammond, even when they're good shots, are just rolling out on them. Even at the free throw line here, Bankley going to get another crack at it. She missed them both, but rebound underneath by Failer. Tried to take it back up. Jump ball stays with Hammond, and they dodge a bullet as another one hit the rim and the backboard and came out for Harley Bankley. As these rims here at the Big House not been kind to the Lady Warriors here with 3:47 to go in the third, trailing 34-17 to Pittsburgh. Lob, top of the key, Addie Walker. Takes it down to the elbow, kicks it back out again to Taryn Failer. Taryn Failer, head of steam, bodies on the ground, stolen away from Failer. It's a breakaway from Wiseman. She's got two Warriors behind her. Walker beats her to the spot, fouls her. The shot won't go, but a good foul by Addie Walker, because that would have been an easy two, and Wiseman will have to earn it the hard way, although Pitt's hitting everything they shoot, so I don't know if it's going to help or not. Second for Walker, third team foul of the half for the Hammond Lady Warriors. And at the free throw line is Wiseman. Short arms that one. Shot a line driver. All shoulders. Well, her team up big. She doesn't seem too concerned about taking her time with that one. She's going to get another crack at this one off the shooting foul. Second one goes down. That one looked much better. She's got six. It's 35-17. And Hammond running out of time. 3:29 to go in the third quarter. Down by this much. They need points in a hurry. And they throw it away again. But it's poked out of bounds. Luckily, Cameron Graham went for the steal and it hit her fingertips, and that is going to stay here with Hammond, but almost another unforced error. The body language right now for the Lady Warriors, they look depleted a little bit. Going to have to fire things up. They skip it all the way across to Walker. Did a nice job staying in bounds. Turns, shoots a three. Oh, went down and came back out, and tough luck again. It rolled around. Looked like it wanted to go down and didn't. Now the press on for Hammond. Kaiten Graham trying to break it. And now they rifle it down to the left side to Katie Allen. And not only that, the misses aren't allowing them to get their press set. Coach Jensen looks like now he's going to call a timeout. His first of the game with 3:03 to go in the third quarter. It's Pittsburgh 35, Hammond 17. Back after this on Road to the Big House from the Big House on KZZW.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom, At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Back at the Big House, Hammond trails Pittsburgh 35-17, 3:03 to go in the third quarter. And Lady Warriors desperately needed some offense. Only 2 points so far in this quarter, and really only 17 total, which is well below their average on the season and definitely in the postseason, where they've been rolling so far through it. And almost, and we did get a turnover. Trinity Wiseman trying to inbound, didn't get it in time. 5 second call. Goes back to the Hammond Lady Warriors. Interesting, coming out of a timeout, Coach Jensen can't believe it. He just called a timeout, only to get a 5 second call called on him. That's the first thing that's gone wrong for Pittsburgh in a while. In the corner to West, poked away again by Kilburn, and they got to know where 15 is. She is denying the basketball to West. If you're going to throw a pass, you can't telegraph it. She's been great defensively in there for Pittsburgh. Chaney will inbound, playing sick, gets it into Benkley. They fakes the handoff, turns around and shoots the pop. She's wide open off the glass and in. Great play there. Benkley faked it to Chaney, turned around to her right, found an open shot mid-post and knocked it down. Maybe that'll get them going. Now comes the pressure. They cross the timeline, though. Cameron Graham breaks it over to Caton. Caton Graham over to the left side. Allen into the corner, drive, baseline. Wiseman takes it up and takes it in. They couldn't quite block it. Wiseman using her body there, and the answer by Wiseman. As Hammond gets a bucket, can't get the stop. Walker for three. She's wide open. That's going to come off short, and another rebound by Kilburn. No second opportunity there for Hammond. She had West boxed out, and forward now comes Pitt. Caton Graham dribbled through a double team. Walker hits the deck. She went for a steal, didn't get it. Now into the corner. Allen handed her face. It's West. Tried to shoot it over. West alters the shot, but Cameron Graham gets the rebound. No one was expecting it to miss everything, and it went right to Cameron Graham. Now to the right side, now to the corner, back to Graham. Benkley on her. To the left, Kilburn drives it West. Eurostep inside, up underneath, gets the foul and the bucket. She Eurostepped right around her, and West picks up the foul, and that's going to put Kilburn at the free throw line, and a devastating turn of events there for Hammond with 1:46 to go in the third, trailing 39-19, and a chance to increase it to 21 if Kilburn hits this free throw. It's right now, everybody for the Lady Panthers are hitting shots, and Kilburn made the free throw. To go in the third period. Hammond trailing 40-19. They've got the basketball, trying to figure out any way they can to get points. Screen for West on Chaney. Gets it over to the left side. Jolie Walker gets another screen from West. She's not there. Lobs it back in. Pick and roll to West. She turns, she shoots, she scores. And that play might have something going if they can get the pass through. West gets two more. Hammond hanging around, 19 to go, third quarter. They've cut it to 19. But they're going to need some threes to start falling to get back in this thing, and some stops. They haven't really had a hard time stopping Pitt. Kilburn with it, and now the Lady Panthers happy to kill clock. Katie Allen to the corner. Cameron Graham, top of the key. Caton, left side. Kilburn back over to Wiseman. Now with 56 seconds left, Pitt just killing time. Walker trying to come out to get Graham. She gets a screen set for her for Wiseman. Pick and pop. She gives it back to her. Wiseman gets around everybody. Takes it at West and kicks it back outside. She sensed her to the left. They give it right back to her, though, in the corner for three. And she hit the shot. Wiseman hits another three. And the Pittsburgh Lady Panthers, I don't know what the record is for shooting percentage in a state semifinal here at the Big House, but they got to be close. They have not missed hardly any threes tonight. Benkley gets called for a travel on the perimeter. She was trying to attack left. This is what she's been her go-to move when they've needed points. That time she got a little ahead of herself. And with 23.4 left, Pittsburgh starting to run away with this thing. They've led almost the entire time. It was back and forth a little early in the early goings of that first quarter. But since a 15-10 lead after late first quarter run, Pitt's never looked back. Graham back to Kilburn, and nine to shoot here. We're getting another three from Wiseman. If that goes in, it went in. I don't know what you can do. I mean, they are shooting the lights out. 46-21, and a full court heave will not fall. And a barrage of threes have led to Pittsburgh up big, 46-21 at the end of three. 1 quarter left to play here at Road to the Big House on KZZW.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back at the Big House, Jim Norrick Arena. And you'd think somebody from Pittsburgh put the rims up because they have been absolutely scorching on fire for the Lady Panthers. It all smiles on that sideline right now. 46-21, they lead Hammond, and everyone a little bit shocked here as they knew, they thought it would be a good game, but never thought it would be this much of a blowout, as some people, after watching Hammond in that quarterfinal, were saying, oh, that's the team to beat. But right now they are getting beat 46-21. And Kilburn tries to attack West and gets blocked, and West gets the block right back to herself. Did a great job blocking it, keeping it in bounds and maintaining the possession. Hammond's going to need their to the right. Not changing to West. West double team. Shoots it. It's called for the charge. Shot didn't drop. And that will be, I believe, two on Henley West. Third. Never mind. That is three for Henley. Five team fouls for Hammond with 7:36 to go in the game. They trail 46-21. Pittsburgh with the basketball. Pressure on here for Hammond. Trying to take it from Graham. Gets it forward to Kilburn. Kilburn driving kick outside to Wiseman, who's going to shoot another three, and that's going to roll out. And that's about the first one they've missed in a while. West grabs it. And that was just a heat check for Trinity Wiseman. Jolie Walker, top of the key. Hands it back off to Bankley. Bankley, bounce pass, corner. Walker shows ball, goes baseline. She's cut off and gets called for a travel. She wasn't expecting the rotation. And Katie Allen forcing it in Pittsburgh right now, all smiles in this one. And Maylee Chaney's going to go back to the locker room. And she is sick. She's been throwing up all day. And she has absolutely been a warrior out there and deserves all the credit she can just for being out here and giving her team everything she had. She's going back in to probably get some fluids, maybe throw up again. She's been sick with the flu, they believe. And couldn't tell out there. She was giving it her all. Never let it show. Now she's going to go get some fluids. Failor going to come back on for them. They have been sitting her a little bit substitution-wise, but really, in or not, the shooting from Pittsburgh, I don't know if it would have mattered. I don't know if you could have put, you know, you could have put Kawhi Leonard out there, and I don't know if it would have made a difference. Bounce pass in the corner. Graham, top of the key. Back to Kaitin Graham. And she's going to drive and kick. Pittsburgh's just going to float around and try to kill clock with 6:30 to go, up 46-21 in a landslide right now in a game that really hadn't been close since after the first quarter. I guess you say the half. It was close at the half. It was just, it didn't feel close, but it was 24-15 at halftime. And now Pittsburgh with that big 46-21 lead after a big third quarter on the back of several threes, and Hammond having trouble getting any kind of points. Haven't got a lot of clean looks, and credit that defense of Pitt, who really play good team defense. We talked a little bit about it at the half, but really impressed by the discipline of such a young team. And they look like they've been playing together forever, and in the Big House forever. Coach Jensen did a fantastic job. That's a foul on the perimeter as Katie, as it looks like Trinity Wiseman hits the deck, and I don't know who they're going to charge that for. It looks like Walker, possibly. Addison Walker. The foul will be on Trinity Wiseman. And then we're going to get a timeout here from Coach Jensen. He'll use his second one. 5:41 to go. All Panthers so far. 46-21. They lead Hammond. Back after this on our Road to the Big House on KZZW.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, with more than 11 million family members and friends serving as caregivers. The toll of the disease is monumental, and no one should face Alzheimer's or dementia by themselves. Free help is available 24/7. For resources and support, visit the Alzheimer's Association at alz.org or call the helpline at 800-272-3900. You are not alone.
Back at State Fair Park, 46-21, Pittsburgh leads Hammond Class B. Girls state semi. Winner of this moves on, get the crack at Omega or Whitesboro, whoever wins next for that gold ball. And for Pittsburgh, it would be their first. They have no state titles and only four state appearances. And right now getting revenge for a 2011 state quarterfinal loss to Hammond, 79-37 they lost that one. And right now they're trying to flip the script. Cameron Graham trying to inbound it. Gets it in, finally gets it into Torrey Kilburn. Everyone denying there. Kilburn now guarded by Walker as Henley West is removed from the game and Coach Beer going small. And then we get a foul on the perimeter. That's going to be another one on Addie Walker. And I think that's three, and it is. For a second, looked like it would be number four, but it's a little bit my score sheet, a little bit messed up. That's only three for Addison. And five, Trinity Wiseman, who's been huge really in this half, but she has 15. She only had six going into the half, and she's blown up in the second half. And she misses the second free throw, and there's going to be a foul on Kaiten Graham, and she collides with Jolie Walker, who has had some tough collisions. Last night she ran into the scorer's table, hit the deck hard there. Be no, they actually did not call a foul. There's only been one foul called on Pitt this entire half. There's been seven called on Hammond, and it's a 1-1. And normally you'd look at that and say, well, that's a discrepancy. What's going on? But really, they've been pretty clearly fouled. They're not really calling a lot. They've been pretty obvious fouls. I'm going to get a three from Jolie Walker. That's going to be off. She follows her own shot, though. Takes one dribble, tries to take it back up, and gets fouled and going to the free throw line for two. Good job following her shot. And Jolie Walker, the senior, and hoping this isn't her last game, going to go to that free throw line. But 5:20 to go, her team down 47-21. It is going to be a yeoman's task trying to claw back in this thing. First free throw drops for Jolie. She's got one. Get 5:20 left in a second free throw. So good that thing for the senior. Didn't get on the board, and now she's got two. 47-24. Pittsburgh in front of Hammond. 5:19 to go. And back the other way go the Pitt Panthers. A triple team, and Hammond tries to take it away. And instead, they're going to charge a foul, looks like, to Binkley, as they were just trying to go for a steal. And it's a 1-1 now. That's the eighth team foul. And Hammond is right now, Coach Beer, trying to lengthen this basketball game. She's removed West. It's Taryn Fahler out there. She's also added, as that first free throw drops there for Cameron Graham, she's also added to the mix Mariah Espinosa. So it's a smaller lineup. It's Addie Walker. It's Binkley. It's Jolie Walker. It's Espinosa and Fahler. And the second free throw rolls out. Finally, it looks like Pitt's gone a little cold, but it might be too little too late if you're Hammond. Down 48-23 with 5:05 to go in the game. Walker, nowhere to go. Gives it to Espinosa. Mariah looking for a teammate. Skips it over to Binkley. Binkley driving in. Gets underneath. Left hand off the glass and good. She's been trying to do that all night. That time she got through. It's her seventh point. Well, under five to play here. And running out of time. Down 48-25. Going for a steal. They throw it into Graham. Graham gets over the timeline and a foul by Walker. And right now, ninth team foul. You can see what Hammond's doing. Coach Beer is trying to make this game go as long as it possibly can. With 4:42 to go, and they're putting Cameron Graham at the free throw line. They're going to force Pittsburgh to start making foul shots right now with 4:42 to go. But Graham back at the line. She's got double-digit points tonight. And the front end of the 1-1 rolls in for her. The problem with putting them at the line is they're making all their shots from everywhere. I don't know if it's going to work or not, but we got to try something here at this point. Down 49-25, your season on the line. A great season it has been. Second free throw doesn't drop, and Hammond comes back the other way. Second-ranked team in the state. And slip up underneath. By who else? Kilburn. And foul by Taryn Fahler. And the minute Pittsburgh gets the ball. Hammond's either trying for the steal or the foul. And we're trying to rack them up. That's why Espinosa's out there. That's why Fahler's out there. 4:20. On schedule, but if this game continues this path, this game could go. Only has one timeout. This is the only way she could slow it down. There are three timeouts left for Pittsburgh, but at this rate, you don't want to use them. You just want the clock to keep running. Second one falls for Tori Kilburn. And inbounded now by Fahler into Bankley. She goes over the logo, crosses over, spins back in the paint, crosses back over left, kicks it back out to Walker. Walker in the paint with the right hand. A little scoop shot up, won't drop. And Lady Warriors cannot buy a bucket. 51-25, they trail, 4:12 to go. It's been all Pitt. They've led most of it. First quarter was a little back and forth. They pulled away at the end of the first. Second quarter was a 9-5 affair, so it was only a 9-point game at the half, but they have since blown it wide open since that time on the back of some red-hot shooting. And Fahler tries to poke it away and steal it and get a breakaway. Instead, she fouls Wiseman. And Taryn picks up foul number two, and Trinity Wiseman back to the free throw line. She leads all scorers with 15. She can add it here. Right now, Hammond, though, subs getting ready to come in. Coach Beer's about to concede this one. Wiseman drops in. She's got 16, and here come the subs. Quinby Rainey going to enter. Lexi Bankley going to enter. Jolie Walker going to come out. Addie Walker will sit. Harley Bankley will sit. Fahler stays out there. Also looks like Justice Espinosa coming in the game for the Lady Warriors as the bench now in with a 42-25 lead. Hammond out of timeouts, except for one, and out of time. Inbounded to Mariah Espinosa. And here's where some good. We talked about a little bit this in the last game we did, which was a bit of a blowout, that this is a good time there. Peyton Graham steals this. Pitt still got their starters in. Good time for your young players to get some big house experience. They're going to need it down the line. Now, not a ton of, a lot of these players will be back for Coach Beer. Jolie Walker will graduate, but a lot of juniors on this squad. It's a junior-heavy squad with Henley West down there. So expect both of these teams to reload a little bit as there's a foul on the perimeter there as a very young Pittsburgh squad will be entirely back almost. So they are going to be a load to handle next year. And Taryn Fahler picks up foul number three, making the most of her minutes here. Just trying to lengthen this thing with 3:29 to go. Pittsburgh well in front, 53-25. They're going to hold on and move on to play the winner of Lomega and Whitesboro, who on paper you would say Lomega a huge favorite, but after what we saw today, looks like this Pittsburgh team is for real. You knew it coming in. Anybody this far is for real. That's a kind of an overstatement as Caton Graham hits the second one. Really, but you kind of wonder sometimes when you see 28-0, well, who did they play? Well, they played a lot of good teams, and it really doesn't matter. Going 28-0 is going 28-0, whoever you're playing, and they've proved today that there's a reason for that. There's a lot of subs coming in now for the Lady Panthers out there. Going to drive by Mariah Espinosa. She's cut off back top of the key. That's Lexi Bankley for three. That's going to come off the front rim. Rebound, though, Quinby Rainey kicks it back outside to Justice Espinosa. Espinosa flips it back. Nowhere to go. Left-hand hard shot there. Ball for Tatum McIntosh, and a long three for Rainey's off the mark as Hammond, not even the backups are shooting it well here early. That's going to be knocked out of bounds and goes back to Pittsburgh, who's got a slew of new girls in there. Colby Birchfield, the freshman, coming in. Aspen Duvall, we saw her a little bit earlier, sophomore. Looks like Tori Kilburn staying out there. This is interesting. Maybe trying to get her to play with this new group. And ball's on the ground. Jump ball forced. There's a couple players falling down there, tied up on the floor. That will be between Tori Kilburn. It looked like Tatum McIntosh down there. Hammond maintained possession. Possession arrow goes to the Lady Warriors trail. 55-25, 2:51 to go. All the subs in. Kilburn picks off another pass and another steal. Thought all the subs were coming in, but Kilburn is playing so well, they're just going to leave her out there to rack up defensive statistics. And she's about to be trapped in the corner. Dribbles around everybody. Gets it over now to Shasta Whitmore. And now top of the key for Katie Allen. So there's a younger squad out there. And that one's thrown. And I can see what he's doing here. He's keeping these youngsters in who are going to be playing with each other for a long time. trying to get him, find him, figure out what kind of chemistry he's got here with 2:27 to go. 55-25, all Pittsburgh in this one. And a whole bunch of new players are going to enter for Coach Beer's squad. Grace Crapshaw going to inbound it out there. Jerem Moeller on the floor. McIntosh stays out there. Looks like Shannon Ayers is back on the floor. And number 10, Ellie Drennan for the Hammond Lady Warriors. Moeller with it. Now back over to Crapshaw. Crapshaw back out to Moeller. Nowhere to go. Skips it over top. He almost stolen away, but gets through. Picked up there by Drennan. Swings it to the wing. Crapshaw, little floater, left hand, comes up off the front iron. Rebound, though, under the hoop by Ayers, who gives it right back to Crapshaw. Takes it up again. Can't get it to go. And nobody in Hammond can get the rolls. Leave the good shots, the shooter's rolls, just not going their way. And that got away with a travel there for Kilburn, who can't believe it. She's even laughing about it. But with 1:48 to go, they're just trying to get this thing over with. Allen drives to the hoop, and she's got 12 and scores. And now they're finally going to sub out their two starters, it looks like. The last two, Akasha Wiseman and Maddie Heffley, will enter for Pittsburgh. And they're going to get a nice hand for those freshmen as the Panthers dominant in this. With 1:42 to go, 57-25. And their first time even playing is a roll. Finally, opposite in an error. The end of the day. If Steve tries to shoot with 1:43 to go, they are running some offense. They get it over to Shasta Whitmore. Now down into the corner, top of the key out there to Colby Birchfield. Now a long three for Aspen Duvall. Going to bounce high, fight for the rebound, tipped around, and goes out of bounds off of Pittsburgh and back to the Hammond Lady Warriors. Stick around after this. Lomega and Whitesboro coming up immediately when we get done here. We're going to switch on over to K101. Also, if the Woodward Lady Boomers in action trying to punch their ticket to state in their area championship against Weatherford. That's at 6:30 on Z92. And there comes a steal and a breakaway on the other side. Shasta Whitmore with the steal and the score for Pittsburgh. Makes it 59-27, 52 seconds remaining in this one. So Z92 going to have the Boomers. K101 going to have the Omega Lady Raiders as they try to go for their back-to-back-to-back state titles. This is a semifinal, but just to get a crack at this Pittsburgh team. And from the looks of tonight, that will not be an easy game, whoever draws the Lady Panthers. But 2 seconds left, a frustrated hand. Kind of half this one to end. Over in the corner to Heffley. And look, fantastic season for the Lady Warriors. You got to keep your heads up. Won that state quarter by a mile and just really ran into just one of the hottest shooting exhibitions we've seen here at the Big House. And their shots just weren't falling. It was like the perfect storm of bad things and messing around out in the perimeter. Tatum McIntosh, a little shove there. Might have got away with one, but it's going to stay here with Pittsburgh. 6.5 seconds left. It's frustration there, and they're just going to hold it till this one's over. That's going to do it. The Hammond Lady Warriors fall in the state semis, 59-27. Pittsburgh moves on, but great season for Hammond, and they will be back next year. But a tough one tonight as they get dropped in the state semi. We're going to take a break and wrap this thing up right after this. Final score, Pittsburgh 59, Hammond 27. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on KZZW.
These are the sounds of a dinner. But not just any dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. Because without food, it can't. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations to the COVID-19 Relief Fund are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Your help is needed now more than ever, and every dollar makes a difference. That's feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. On behalf of Feeding America and families nationwide, thank you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Did you know half of all cats in the United States don't see a vet on a regular basis? Hi, I'm Kat Dennings, and I love cats. Like, really, really love them, seriously. That's why I'm here to ask you to take your cat to the vet each and every year. I'm working with Royal Canin and Orphan Kitten Club and their program, Mighty Cat, the first grant program in the world to protect and care for newborn kittens. For the Take Your Cat to the Vet initiative, which encourages cat owners across the country to schedule annual vet visits. Since it's tricky to decode our cat's behavior, it is super important to collaborate with your veterinarian to uncover any potential illnesses and learn the signs that something could be wrong. As pet owners, it is our responsibility to make sure cats of all ages have a chance to live a full and happy life by providing the care they need and deserve. Visit orphankittenclub.org/mightycat to learn more.
Welcome back here to the Big House. The Hammond Lady Warriors fall in the state semis 59-27 to an offensive explosion by the Pittsburgh Lady Panthers. Your leading scorers in this one, and Pittsburgh had a lot of them. 16 for Trinity Wiseman, 11 for Cameron Graham, 12 for Katie Allen, 9 for Tori Kilborn, 8 for Caton Graham, who usually leads them in scoring. A couple points there at the end for Shasta Whitmore as the starters remained all game, and they remained hot all game. And the final numbers, 10 for 19 from three, 52.6% from beyond the arc for the Pitt Lady Panthers. That is an exceptional number. And it wasn't because they were wide open shots. They were just hitting everything. Not to boot, they shot 78% from the line. So they did not miss much, 50% from the floor. And that is a shooting exhibition tonight, the likes of which I don't think we've seen at the tournament so far. This year's ceiling started out in that first game, but they faded towards the end, ended up shooting about 36 to 40% right around that for three, which is a great number. But that's been eclipsed in this one by the Pitt Lady Panthers. And on the flip side, Hammond just really struggled trying to score the ball, especially from three. They were 3 of 14 from deep. Didn't shoot that many free throws either. They hardly got to the line. Only 6 foul shots in this one for Hammond. 24 from the floor. Rough shooting night, but a gutsy year, a gutsy effort all the way around. Specifically, you'll want to look at Maylee Chaney tonight, who played sick and gave everything he had out there. But leading in scoring for Hammond, Henley West finished with 8, and she was double-teamed a lot of that night. But she ended up having to sit there towards the end as they were trying to get some fouls put out and trying to get some threes put up. Harley Benkley had 7. Addison Walker, Addie Walker had 5. 2 for Jolie Walker, and 3 for Maylee Chaney, who sat more than she usually does with that sickness. Also, Shannon Ayers had a couple points there for the Hammond Lady Warriors, who go out here in the semis. Pittsburgh going to move on and going to play again. They will play tomorrow at 5 o'clock. They will get the winner of the next one, Omega and Whitesboro. Now, we're going to have that for you. You're going to have to switch on over to K101 to get that one over there, as we're going to switch channels for you for that one. Also, Z92 going to have Woodward and Weatherford for that area final. Lady Boomer's going to try to punch their ticket to state if they win that one. If not, they're going to have to win another one to try to get out of there. But for our purposes, for this one, we want to thank everybody for listening. Thank the Big House as we are going to wrap this up and head on over to the next one as they're just getting underway. So final score here, Pittsburgh comes out on top of Hammond, 59-27. Hammond Warriors season ends 24-6. What there for the Lady Warriors, and what an effort all season long, coming up short against Pitt, who moves to 29-0, unbeaten so far in Class B girls basketball. That's going to do it for this one. Join us shortly after this. We're going to have Lomega and Whitesboro over on K101, see if the Lady Raiders can continue their quest to win a three-peat here in Class B girls basketball. That'll do it for this one. I'm Trent Caldwell. Be safe going home wherever you're at. Tune in right now. If you're right now, we're going to flip right on over to K101 if you want to catch Whitesboro and Lomega, or over to Z92 for Woodward and Weatherford. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have a great night, everybody, and we will see you here in a few minutes.
You've been listening to Road to the Big House. Road to the Big House has been brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. And Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for 4 generations. The executive producer of Road to the Big House is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of Omni Media Group, the Tri-State Sports Leader.